What if I told you a toddler just lived out their dream job before they even hit preschool? Hi, friends. I'm Brooke Ray, and this is Weirds, Wins, and Wows. Every week, we chase the quirky, heartwarming, and jaw-dropping news of the last few weeks. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I loved researching for this first episode. As someone who is constantly tuned into the 24/7 news cycle here in the US, you know, all the breaking news, endless commentary, and the constant buzz of things going wrong. It's been a pleasant pause. And while coverage of those serious topics really does matter, it also can kind of feel like drinking from a fire hose of negativity. And yeah, this is just my way of hitting pause and hopefully you guys will be also hitting pause on everything going on in the world. This show is about remembering that the world is not only chaos. It is also strange in many ways that make us laugh and beautiful in ways that are both big and small. And sometimes the world is even completely unbelievable in ways that will make us stop and smile and ask, wait, did that really happen? And I'd have to say, today's stories do deliver. We have a late-night culprit with a very unusual motive, a parent whose midnight struggles turned into a world record, a road trip hack that scientists say could actually calm your stomach, a toddler who got the surprise of a lifetime, a few lucky people receiving encouragement to chase their dreams, and a lottery ticket that was not what it seems. Strap in, things are about to get weird. Our first weird takes us to Germany. Police were called to an apartment complex to investigate a series of what looked like classic ding-dong ditch pranks. You know, doorbell rings, you open it, nobody there, repeat 10 times until the neighbors are furious. Except there were no kids in sight. When the police showed up, the ringing kept going, and the motion sensors were clear, the security cameras had nothing. So at this point, they were definitely thinking, are we dealing with a ghost? Some sort of weird stalker? A tech glitch, maybe? But no, the culprit was a slug. Yes, like the little slimy, like, insects. It had wiggled across the touch-sensitive plate and, it was basically playing Dance Dance Revolution on those poor people's doorbells. The officers scooped it up and released it onto the lawn and filed it away as case closed. And honestly, all I can think about is being the person who had to write that police report. You know, suspect identified approximately 2 inches long and slippery and released on its own recognizance. It's very silly. And you know, maybe if you're late to work tomorrow, just blame it on the slugs. Our next weird is from New Zealand, and honestly, I winced just watching the clip. A mom named Gabrielle Wall was inducted into the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest 100-meter run barefoot on Legos. Yes, barefoot on Legos. If you've ever stepped on one Lego brick, you already know that it's basically like the ninth circle of hell. And now imagine walking or running 100 meters down a track just covered in Legos. She went on to credit her victory to years of midnight bathroom trips, dodging Lego landmines from her kids. Which I think is incredibly funny. While this record was actually set in January, the video was recently posted and went viral, which makes sense because parents everywhere saw it and probably went, yep, this is my Olympics. And it got me thinking, what record could I break if I had to? Longest time doom scrolling? I mean, I did that until 3 a.m. today. Or maybe the most cold brew consumed in a day? Or, I don't know, the fastest time abandoning a New Year's resolution? What about you? What is your weird record? All right, enough of the strange. We're going to take a chance to talk about some good news. Our first win takes us on a road trip. Motion sickness. It is the enemy of shotgun riders everywhere. You know, you got that one friend who can't look at their phone for more than 10 seconds without turning green. Well, researchers out of the Henan Institute of Science and Technology think they found a surprisingly simple fix: upbeat music. Here's how the study worked. 30 people sat through a driving simulator designed specifically to make them car sick. They wore EEG caps so the scientists could track their brain activity in real time. The participants were split into 6 groups. Some listened to music after the ride, some meditated, some did nothing. But the group that listened to joyful, upbeat music while riding, their symptoms dropped on average by about 14%. Sad music, on the other hand, made things worse. So if your road trip playlist is nothing but breakup ballads, it might be time to rethink it. Now, let's be real. It was 30 people in a simulator. It's hard to say how strong the finding really is or whether it holds up to the real world. But the beauty is, it is such an easy experiment to try. Worst case, you just end up with a slightly better playlist and maybe a little bit happier. In our second win this week, we are reminded just how simple dreams can be. 2-year-old Teddy is obsessed with garbage trucks. Like full-blown superfan, his parents say it's all he talks about. After his mom spoke about this during one of their city hall meetings, his local sanitation crew decided to give him the best day ever. They suited him up, vest, gloves, the whole outfit, and let him ride along for their route. Teddy even got to help bring trash cans to the truck and press the compressor button. And the grin on his face, pure joy. Honestly, I think the workers might have enjoyed it just as much as he did. It is a reminder that sometimes the best moments aren't about huge achievements or expensive gifts. They're about showing up for someone's joy. Even if that joy happens to be a giant green trash truck. This video ultimately went viral because it's just one of those moments where the world feels simple again. And that brings us to the wows. A 66-year-old man in Michigan thought his scratch-off ticket was a dud. He tossed it aside, nothing special. Later, he decided, I guess I might get it checked anyway. And he learned the truth. It was a $2 million jackpot. His wife and him are now planning to retire early. And honestly, that's the dream. I mean, imagine almost throwing away a $2 million scratcher just to find out that you can clock out of work forever for the rest of your life. Friendly PSA, double check your scratchers before you throw them in the bin. And our last wow of the week comes from the literary world. James Patterson, yes, that James Patterson, just launched a program called Go Finish Your Book. He selected 12 writers out of hundreds of applicants and is giving them up to $50,000 each to complete their manuscripts. His reasoning? So many incredible stories never get finished because life happens. I want to give them the time, space, and that little shove. And he's not wrong. Think about how many half-written novels, abandoned outlines or comics, and someday drafts that are just sitting in people's laptops right now. Any one of them could be the next book that changes someone's world, if it just gets finished. So maybe this is your sign to dust off your own half-finished idea. You may not get the money, but you don't need James Patterson's money to start typing again. And that is a wrap on this week's Weirds, Wins, and Wows. Putting this episode together reminded me why I started the show in the first place. The headlines are always loud and heavy, but when you look closer, there are still these small, unexpected moments that break through the noise. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're uplifting, and sometimes they make you shake your head, but they are all worth noticing. I would love to know what your weird win or wow has been this week. Maybe it was something ridiculous that happened at work, a little kindness you spotted, or maybe just a personal victory you didn't expect. Share it with me on socials, and I might feature it in a future episode. If you are looking for more storytelling, check out my other podcasts. The Long Arc dives into history and big picture patterns, while Moth and Lantern explores myth, creativity, and the hidden meaning in everyday life. If you'd like to support what I am building, Patreon is the best way to do that. The link will be in the show notes below. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I am Brooke Ray. I'll see you next time on Weirds, Wins, and Wells. Until then, keep your eyes open. The world is full of surprises.